Hello. This is Wizards Respite Sanctorum, the show where we talk about all things TTRPG. And we got quite a show to you for you today. Zach has a lot of information. I've just been sort of catching up on some of the deep dives that we're going to be jumping into. But Zach, why don't you tell everybody? As always, I'm here with Zach.
I was waiting for you to say that. They still didn't get introduced to me. It's totally fine. People should be used to us by now, anyway.
If this is your first time and you're primarily hearing this on one of the podcasts instead of watching it on YouTube, there's two of us. We always go back and forth. We dive into all kinds of things. And yeah. I normally introduce Zach, but by now I think people know.
I'm very forgettable. I'm Zach Ryan with Old Man Gaming. And we're going to talk itch.io and drive-through games, since I have had the dubious honor, I suppose, of publishing on both of them and my experiences with both of them. And just to let everybody know, I got a lot of crap to talk about drive-through games, but I find it interesting that somehow I'm definitely the yin in this podcast. I seem to always bring the negativity and the hot takes, but it's gonna be a fun show. It's gonna be a fun show. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and I have published on both. Also, my book is my supplement is on both DriveThruRPG and Itch. I haven't like. We'll get into why.
Game on.
A little different. Yeah.
Game on.
But I am. This isn't going to be the D&D versus TTRPG show.
No.
That you and I did. We're on the same side about this one.
No. That was you were on a hard side for that. Hard side. I had to prove one negative, which. Every game has a negative. You had this. I will say, I will try D&D now. You definitely convinced me to try it at some point in my life. That's for sure.
Then I can die a happy man.
You and Baldur's Gate 3, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you want to start this? Do you want me to just go into my experience? Do you want to do your experience first?
I think you actually have a lot more to say on this. My stuff is a little bit more supplementary to
I have
start
a lot
off.
To say.
So,
I definitely have a lot to say. So just for reference, everybody, I have, and this is also going to be a stealth plug, but I have a tabletop role-playing game company, a very small, very new tabletop role-playing game company called Axiom Games LLC. We have produced to date 3 games so far. One of them is a card-based role-playing game based on professional wrestling. The second one is a solo journaling game based on professional wrestling. I like professional wrestling, guys. and then the third one that we just published is a everyman system, basically. It's a rules light system with some cool build ideas for characters for homebrewers. It's really good, but it doesn't have like a setting. It's just an all encompassing game system, which is what we're using moving forward.
It's a core rules.
It's a core. Thank you. It's a core rule book. That one is published on Itch, whereas the former two were published on Drive-Thru Games. My experience with them with Drive-Thru Games has been abysmal. Absolutely abysmal. Whereas my experience with Itch has been phenomenal, and I will endeavor to explain. So stop me anytime you want to interrupt, because it's a lot of words that I'm about to spew out of my mouth, man. So just go ahead, and if you wanna hone in on a topic or something, just stop me. I have no problems. But my first game was called Upper Hand. You can still find it on Drive-Thru Games. It will remain there probably indefinitely. We did it specifically because we wanted to do something new, so we tried card-based gameplay instead of dice-based gameplay, which I think was a mistake at our early stages, and that's on me. But what Drive-Thru didn't tell us is, like, Drive-Thru has all these, like, connected services. We've got Drive-Thru cards, Drive-Thru RPGs, Drive-Thru novels, Drive-Thru board games, all of these connected services, which makes you believe that they're integrated, They're not integrated, and that's a huge problem. So when we went to do it, we specifically went through them because they could do our cards as well as our game. But when we got to publish, we realized that they were shipped from two different places. It was two different shipping charges. And what was even worse is while you could buy them both from the drive-thru RPG storefront that we had up, you could put them both in the cart, but when you went to check out, it would literally stop you and say, hey, you cannot order these at the same time. They're from two different vendors, so you have to order one, then the other. Infuriating stuff. Like, I mean, it just kills...
So,
go ahead.
Wait a second. So you're saying
I told you
that...
to interrupt.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I want to make sure that we get this very, very clear.
Yeah.
You're saying that when I go on to drive through, put both of these items in the shopping cart, go to checkout, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go play this game.
Mm-hmm.
They say no. They stop you.
They stop you.
You have to kick one item out?
They literally stop you. Even with the double shippings applied, they still stop you. They make you take an item out. They make you order one, then go back in and order the other because it's a different vendor. That is an atrocity. I mean, think about that. Like, if you're a purchaser, like, think of it from a vendor's standpoint, right? Like, that eliminates any impulse purchases. If somebody's on there and just trying to, like, order your game, this is giving them time to think about their decision. You know, like, it's giving them time to be like, maybe I shouldn't spend this money. Plus, it's adding extra steps to it. So maybe you're just like, this isn't worth it, you know, or something like that. It's very frustrating. That was the first problem we really noticed, and it hit a huge roadblock. We only ever really sold that game to people we knew. And I'm still proud of that game. I think definitely it was a learning experience for me. But I am still proud of that game. The other thing that bothers
me,
it is, it's just the way it was brought to light was terrible. On top of that, Drive-Thru Games has a lengthy review process that is complex, to say the least. There is a huge page of stuff that you have to go through and check off and try and tell them where your game should be filed in their huge, you know, their huge library of games. And if you're trying to do a print copy, which is what I was trying to do for the first one, it's even worse, even harder. On top of that, depending on the level in which you give them money, they take roughly like 30 to 40% of your takes, your gross earnings, which I'm not necessarily that upset about that per se, because I think that the publisher should get a take. What bothers me is what I'm getting for the services, which was only hassle. So like every time we tried to publish, we would, the other thing is, I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. The other thing is when we went to publish, we would think, this is our release date, let's publish. We would go in and we would hit the publish button, and then immediately this thing that they didn't tell you about, which is a 24 hour to 7 day review period where they get to review your stuff and decide whether it should be up there or not, which I'm not even saying I don't understand, but they don't tell you anything up front. This was my biggest problem with Drive-Thru, is we signed on the dotted line as quickly as possible because we wanted to put our games out, and then quickly realized that like there were all these things that they never told us about, things that we might have even been okay with, like the card thing,
the
day to a week review process. And then they'll send you emails like, hey, your thing is subcategorized wrong, you need to change that, and then it restarts the review process. So there's no way to have a hard review date, like, to the point where when we release games, we would tell people 2 weeks out that, like, this is when the game's coming out, so that we had enough time to go through this review process. Sorry, go ahead.
Let me ask you a few more things here.
Definitely.
So, they just trying to get the marketing together on this just was basically a nightmare, because when you hit this review system, it could go live anywhere between one to 7 days. So there's no big launch that you can hype up or get. That is where, and that's pretty rough, because that's where you're going to end up getting, like, at first, especially starting out, the majority of your
sales
right off the bat. It's the grand opening sale. Ever since I was a kid, my mom has owned, like, stores, fronts of one kind or another. She had a toy store. She had a antique bookstore. Grand opening is always a big day.
Yeah.
It's a huge day. Yeah. And it's the same for publications.
It's the same for publications, especially when you're a word of the mouth company. We don't have money to, you know, we live and die by $100 right now. Like, that's, as my company, that's what it is. We are living between the margin of $100 of how much we can do for things, how much we make, how much we can do to keep doing things. So, like, we have to keep costs down. And this is a huge hit. And what bothered me even more about it is, again, you're paying this 30% for this kind of headache, and you think to yourself, well, at least you'll get some advertising out of it. They don't put your stuff on the homepage. They don't put your stuff in the newest. They don't put your stuff anywhere. And it was just really frustrating, especially since the next title we published was Getting Over, which was the solo journaling RPG, a much smaller, more contained experience. And I decided to sell it way cheaper because I also thought my price point was out of base for my first game. I think we were just too ambitious for my first game. Completely aside of what Drive-Thru is doing, I think us as a company was just too ambitious with our first project. So I tried to take it down and just get like an easy revenue maker. So like all of the art was AI generated. I wrote the whole thing myself. My partner at the time just edited it. And did a small amount of graphic design around the bordering, and we put it out for $4. $4 when they take 30%. Well, I got $2.82 per one. They never advertised it. It was our biggest seller of the two games, but we didn't really make anything off of it because we were in bed with Drive-Thru Games. On top of that, depending on the level in which you sign up with Drive-Thru Games, they actually have the rights to your game. Not the rights as in, like, it's your game, you get to decide what it does it, but they have the publishing rights. So, like, depending on where you sign, because you can sign up for a 60% cut. That 60% cut, they don't have the rights to the game in any way, shape, or form, but they're taking 40% of your profits. Well, and especially if you're a new person and you haven't, like, wisened up yet, you think, well, I'll take that for an extra 10% because this is going to be the only place I publish. Well, as long as those games are on Drive-Thru Games, I can't sell them anywhere else digitally, period. I can order actual physical copies, but I cannot sell them digitally in any way, shape, or form. That's frustrating, too. Like, I can't also put it on Itch. I can't also put it in other places.
So
go ahead.
To expand on that a little bit, I 100% hear you on that one. That was driving me up the wall as well. And the 40% they take, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you get like 60%. If you take that bigger cut, that bigger chunk out of your profits, then you keep control over your entire product and you can sell it wherever the hell you want.
Yep.
Industry standard for ebooks, if you're going through a publisher, is 10-15%.
Yeah.
I don't understand why,
where that extra percentage comes from.
Yeah. Is from, yeah, like they're gouging. If ebooks, print books, anything is 10-15%, why would Drive-Thru RPG not follow that industry standard? It's a template that is being done and is successful.
Yeah.
It supports the indie authors over on writing.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't they follow through with that for games? Well,
and here's one of my big things, too, which I feel like is kind of a shell game from them. And that is that you do get a couple of things with this. You get technically their protection. Right? So, like, if Company B comes along, like, Wizards of the Coast decided to take my game and rip it off, like, word for word, Technically, I could go to drive-thru and get, hey, they have infringed on your rights as much as mine. Please use your money to go after them, because I have none. You know, so technically you get that kind of like that publisher, that accredited publisher behind you, so that they're giving you protection. But how much is that protection really worth to you? Like, how much? I mean, first of all, just because of the, like, we've just seen with the OGL, you can't copyright a system. You can't copyright a system of numbers. It's impossible. So, like, I mean, even if you do, somebody's just going to make the exact system and name it something different and put it in a different setting. And no judge sitting anywhere is going to give the suing company money against you, right? Like, that's just not going to happen. So, like, you can't copyright a system. So how much protection is DriveThru actually giving you? The other thing is you get their search engine, right? That's it, a search bar. But like, and I do want to go into this because at this point, a lot of people are probably thinking, okay, that's a high price, but I don't really see the complaints here. You would think that that would be hard anywhere. Well, I decided to publish on Itch for our third product, Single Mod. Itch is amazing. Now, granted, you don't get the so-called protection you get from DriveThru. However, Itch actually puts your stuff in the newest game thing for about 3 weeks. And they actually do, because I looked. And I got... They also have an amazing analytics page that tells you exactly where all your views are coming through. DriveThru has nothing like that. Like, nothing. The analytics on DriveThru are all revenue and gross-based and money-based. Whereas Itch actually shows you who's looking at it, why they're looking at it. They almost have analytics like a YouTube, like YouTube has analytics. Like, and that's so much more useful. Like, I could actually look at my analytics and see when I ran an ad on Facebook for the game exactly how many viewers I got from Facebook. And I could make the decision whether that amount that I gave to Facebook was worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Itch also does not take any standard amount from you. So what Itch does is Itch will basically say, you could give us an amount. We're going to set the normal amount at 10%, but you can turn that all the way to zero if you want, if you're a new person, which I did. Not because I don't want to give Itch money. I do. But like I said, we have a $100 margin. We need to make some more money first. The other problem is the biggest problem with Itch that I have is you have to go through PayPal with them, and PayPal takes a cut of everything because it becomes financial. So if you use PayPal, like if me, Zach, was going to PayPal you, Ash, some money, PayPal doesn't care about that. But if a business gives me money, PayPal takes a cut. You see what I'm saying? So like I lose about 70 cents. 60 or 70 cents per purchase price, basically, because of some... And PayPal's cut scheme is fucking insane, just so you know.
That's pretty harsh.
You will be spending a long time in PayPal's, like, cut they take. So I'm selling the product for $6. I make about $5.20 per purchase. More than I'd be getting from DriveThru, funny enough.
Yeah.
Crazy to me. But at the same time, like, Itch isn't taking anything because I'm not giving any Itch anything and they don't care. And they're still broadcasting my shit on their pages. They're actually making that work. Plus, they have the analytics to allow you as a new business owner to see exactly where your stuff is going, where you're getting the views from, how much you're selling, and how it's working. And just... For me, I'm never, I don't know if I'll say never going back, because like I said, DriveThru would probably be the way to go if I was a very established company, established indie company, and I wanted to start doing print media, right? Because they do print media relatively cheap. It's a complicated, annoying process, but it's still print media pretty cheap. But if you're doing just digital, like, Itch is the way to go. For 100%, I won't go back.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. And I, there's a lot of good things about Itch. It does also just kind of feel friendlier.
Yes.
In my experiences when dealing with DriveThruRPG, when I was uploading to them, you talk to their administrators, and I didn't get a very friendly vibe. Let's say that. I mean, it wasn't unprofessional. I wouldn't say anything to that. It wasn't particularly cordial either.
Uh-uh.
And you know, they're taking a big chunk of my book. I opted for the larger cut.
Right.
And I would think that, you know, we would be considered at least somewhat partners, and we could be friendly with each other.
Yeah.
You know, have some common respect for one another, mm-hmm. but...
Well, and what's really irritating is if you're not going to advertise my stuff, why in the fuck is it that important that my stuff is in the right section of your hundreds of thousands of backlog? You know, like, they came at us because... So on the review page I wish I had like a screenshot of the very massive like upload your stuff page for them. On that page, there's just this huge like category breakdown of like where your game should fit, and like we checked a couple of boxes that were like something along the line of rules light. You know, well, that's actually a system that I had never heard of, but it's an actual system that has modules. So they got upset with us for that, and we had to switch it. My thought process is, why does that matter? You're not going to advertise this to anybody. If somebody searches any of the subject matter that I have placed in those categories, my game isn't going to come up. Like, Wizards of the Coast games are going to come up, and people who have done hundreds of games with them are going to come up. Bronze sellers are going to come up. They have a whole rating scale for who gets first bill on who's coming up. My stuff isn't coming up, so who cares if it's branded wrong? And it's one of the things I liked about Itch, is I could put anything in the description bar, and my game still comes up, man. My game comes up. When you search new physical... I think it's like the physical games, because Itch actually started, and it's interesting. I was talking to my partner on those games, and he had actually pointed out something that I kind of didn't even think about. He was like, you know, the drive-through game people come from publishing. That's what they're doing. They're taking their publishers who are making publishing more accessible to the everyman. Whereas itch.io started as a independent game company, like the game publishers. Like, mm-hmm. that's what they do.
Right.
They started as video games. They're like off-the-wall video game stuff that you download to your computer.
Indie right. stuff.
They're web designers. And lo and behold, their interface is fucking amazing, whereas the publishers can't do an interface to save their life. The Itch is just so much more friendly. You have to hit the physical games category. But if you hit physical game category and you scroll down, you're going to find single mod. And that, to me, is huge. I know that because I've gotten at least 50 views from them hyping my stuff. That's way more than I ever got from DriveThru, you know?
Yeah, that is a big difference and a big help. It is very much more... I will... expand upon that and just say that Itch is very much more indie TTRPG friendly.
Yes.
Yeah. And DriveThruRPG is very, very much not indie friendly.
Yeah.
They if you go to their front page and everything, I mean, you can be an indie writer and everything and get that going.
Definitely.
But if you go through their front page, you hit all of their stuff. All of those core rule systems are primarily, most of them are going to be focused on the big publishers or moderate sized publishers, not the guy that's trying to break into the industry publishers.
Well, and that's
rough.
It's exactly right. You go to that homepage. How many modules for D&D do you find right off the bat?
Yeah,
that's another thing too. Like, I kind of felt like. Like, after I did those first two games with DriveThru, I kind of felt like, if if I had just done supplements for D&D, would my stuff get pushed? You know, like, I'm trying to do my own thing. Is this actually costing me stuff? Not just D&D, but you know what I mean? That you'll find modules for, like, big-name games long before you find original independent games, you know?
It's a lot. It's definitely a big hill that the indie guys need to climb in order to get through it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to work really hard on your marketing, on your guerrilla marketing, because that's really where your traffic's going to end up coming from. Unfortunately, it's not going to be the front page of the publisher. It's going to be, or rather the distribution company. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the marketing that you do. Some of my favorite, like, indie guys that, you know, aren't like Free League or whatnot, they're YouTubers.
Yeah.
I know that they're doing well, and because their YouTube channels are also doing really well. And that's probably where I don't know, but I'm going to be willing to bet that's probably where most of their, at very least, initial traffic came from, from their success on a media platform like YouTube.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, I would have to say that, like, the purchases that I get on all three games have come from me posting about it on Twitter in, like, Whip Wednesdays or TTRPG Rising Thursdays or whatever, and me posting about it and me talking about it on my YouTube channel. That's where I'm getting the purchases, you know? But still, like, I don't know. There's another thing that bothered me about drive-thru, and it was, so people can leave a rating on your game without leaving a comment about it and without you knowing who they are or being able to reach out to them in any way, shape, or form. Now, I'm all for the anonymity of leaving a comment, of, like, leaving a comment or a negative comment or constructive criticism. But getting over was doing good in sales, right?
Yeah.
One person rated it. Out of 5 stars, they gave it 1.5 stars out of 5. They did not leave a comment to tell me why. They did not email me. They did not ask for a refund. They in no way contacted me. All they did was they clicked 1.5 out of 5 in the little box where they can rate it, and that was it. And all my sales from that point on dropped off. And look, is getting over a perfect game? By no means, no. I definitely have already seen things that I want to improve on it. But you literally effectively killed me, and I have no way, absolutely no way, to even in the spirit of making myself better, figure out why. Like, yeah. I don't want to sound like the angry dude who wants to get somebody back. That's not what I'm saying. Like, if this dude played my game and or girl played my game and really thought this is a 1.5 out of 5, I will accept that. But just tell me why, so that I can, or give me a way to ask you, so that I can at least decide whether I want to make those improvements to the game or not. There's no way to challenge the review system whatsoever. Hell, Google makes you leave a comment when you rate it, you know? Like, shit, just put something in the comment bar, nothing. So
make
I don't
it
know.
A little bit friendlier to the creator.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Especially if you're going to be costing them a arm and a leg and way outside of, you know, book publishing norms.
Yeah.
Make it friendlier to those indie guys.
Yeah, please. Please. That's what you're supposed
to
be doing.
And let's be honest. Who's pushing drive-through RPG around the internet, on social media, it's the indie guys.
Yeah.
It's not Free League. It's not Wizards of the Coast.
No.
It's none of those guys. They sell their stuff there.
Yeah.
They sell their stuff on their own website also.
Yep.
The people that drive traffic to drive-thru are the indie creators.
Yeah.
You know, they're the guys that are really, like, talking about their game, their system, trying to promote it, dropping links everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Make it friendly for these guys.
Yeah, it's very frustrating to me, because I feel like drive-thru games, and this is something that pisses me off the most about drive-thru games, is I feel like they have cultivated this image of being the savior of the independent RPG person, like the person who's gonna like help you up, the person who's gonna, you know, like the sanctuary for independent games. But they make it incredibly hard for you to actually, once you get your foot in the door, they go, okay, well, now you gotta clean the floors. You gotta clean the floors till you get up there. You know, it's this weird like show you then take it away sort of thing. While the whole time they're kind of just chills for bigger companies. They're just driving traffic back to bigger companies, not the independent guys. While the independent guys are running around Twitter just trying to get people to buy their modules and their games on drive-through, which is driving people to it who are then just buying D&D. So, like, I feel like it's a real catch-22 where drive-through has set up this culture of, like, being a savior when actually they're just using it to make money off the bigger guys. They don't really care about the independent guys. That's definitely the vibe I got. And I'd love to hear from people out there who love their experience with drive-thru. If you love your experience with drive-thru, comment below, let me know. That's fine. But for me, this is just what I experienced going through this process of really trying to make this company work. And the first two games were just constantly me going uphill, whereas then I switched to Itch. So Itch, we released our third project. We released our third project 10 days early. Do you know why we released our project 10 days early? Because I thought there was going to be a review process. They just let me go live. And I was like, oh, it's live. Shit. The game's out, I guess. Like, I had a date, and then I was like, well, it's out now, because I thought that we were going to have to do a whole thing, but we didn't. Like, it's almost like PTSD from weird corporate abuse beforehand, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Itch is the Wild West for sure on that kind of stuff, yeah. Which, you know, is great for as long as it lasts, and hopefully it'll last as long as it can. You know, you never know how long this kind of stuff was going to go on. Because they're really friendly, but who knows, you know, somebody 20 years from now, some new guy is going to be the CEO of Itch and be like, wait, why are we letting the indie creators not pay us for this? And now everything goes to crap. But for today,
it's
good.
Great. I mean, it's all circular, right? As a company gets bigger, they ask for more, and then they end up in the same positions the other guys were. But we can only really speak or commentate on the things that exist right now. And right now...
Exactly.
The other thing is, Itch, while Itch has just recently, I would say just recently in the last like year or two, become kind of big in the independent gaming space... for TTRPGs, it was originally a video game company. It's just now taking off as that kind of publisher alternative. And I think that really gives them a leg up on it, because they didn't expect them to be a place to go for people, but it is. Because if you have to do your own guerrilla grassroots anyway, why are you paying somebody 30% of your take if you're doing all the work? And all drive-thru games did for me, jeez, I am just blowing up on the text. All drive-thru games did for me was make things harder. They never made anything easier. I cannot think of one situation during the course of the first two games that I published that they made something easier for me or my partner at the time to do. Whereas Itch has been nothing but ease. They have actually made it easier and more possible for people to see my game, you know?
Plus, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Plus, they have all this other stuff on there, like, that's community-driven, you know? I have already ended up in, like, 3 people's collections on Itch, and you can make a public collection on Itch so other people can see what you as a publisher are into, and that right there drives it, you know what I mean? Like, you show
that's
up
community.
In... there's a possibility. There's nothing like that on drive-thru. Nothing like that on drive-thru. Where you can advertise somebody else's stuff just by like clicking a follow button, you know? And I could do that on Itch. I started making a list just to kind of pay it back, you know?
Yeah, and to speak more about what you were just saying, them just starting to really take off in the TTRPG community, I do think you're right. I think it's probably been for the last couple of years. But that means that they're not done yet. They're not at their final stage yet. I think Itch is going to actually add more for content creators. This is based on nothing. This is a hunch. But it's just, you know, they're getting bigger every day. I see more and more people posting their books on Itch. And honestly, I see a lot of people really hating on DriveThruRPG. I knew that there was a lot of frustration out there with that platform. Didn't know how deep it ran until relatively recently. You can get down a pretty dark rabbit hole once you start diving into some of the stories people have. But that means more people are going to be interested in Itch. And I think Itch is going to start, you know, like expanding, you know, some of the tools that they have already set up to encompass more. And then help also with just the marketing. More traffic going to Itch means more people are going to see more indie content creators.
Yeah, they are. And I gotta say, man, there are some really cool games on Itch. There's some really cool games that I want to play, I want to get into, I want to enjoy. I don't have the time to play everything I've found on Itch that I want to kind of play and be into, man.
That's the dangerous part about doing the things that you and I do, man. Yes. Like, yeah, you start scrolling through Itch and you're like, you lose time. You know?
I've lost entire nights just screen surfing RPGs and putting them in my little collection. And now I have this collection where I'm like, even if I purchased all these games, I could never play them all. Like, never. It would never happen, you know? There's a tons of them that I want. They have a Cowboy Bebop one that's just pay whatever you want. I was like, oh, man, I want to play that. There's a mutant one that I showed you. There's just so many cool ones on there that are really cool, really independent, and interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun by far. I think there's a good chance that the industry will start eventually pivoting in that direction because of the amount of bad press that DriveThru has gotten.
What's the recent bad press? You keep mentioning that. I'm not exactly sure. I mean, we still have some time to kill.
I have been aware of some of these things happening over the last year. I didn't do a big deep dive into it. It was just, you know, if you're in the industry and you're looking at a lot of different content creators, these stories pop up. I'm starting to get a better picture of some of them. Have you heard about the issue with Red Room and DriveThru?
No, I have not. I have not heard of any of the... Wait. Red Room, is that the one with the whole... That's not the movie thing, right?
No. Okay.
I thought that was Red Room, but tell me the DriveThru Red Room thing.
Okay. To dive into that. Okay. So, what the deal with Red Room is it's a little bit more complex than I really want to 100% dive into. There's some nuances that, you know, I would like to flesh out before I dive in too much. But essentially, Red Room published a book that had some content in it that raised a few eyebrows. Whether or not that is, you know, your political leaning or not, the book was banned and ended up resulting in Red Room ultimately being completely banned from DriveThruRPG. They cannot publish anything on that platform anymore, ever again. And from my understanding, I think all of their books were pulled from DriveThru as well. Now, I'm not saying like this book was over the top crazy, like, what the hell are you doing? This was a third party content creator that Red Room published. It was a satire. It was poking fun at a lot of different things. I think it centered a lot around like sort of a sexist look at masculinity, but not in a poking fun sort of over the top kind of way.
You had mentioned this. I think this needs to be put forward, that the CEO of Red Room is a woman.
Yeah.
So like the idea that like she's putting something out there that is that isn't like just for fun or a joke or in jest or whatever is a little ridiculous. That she would be putting something out there that is like bad for women. You know what I mean? Or bad for that sort of thing is a little ridiculous. I mean, I'm not saying that women are above that. Like, nobody's above that. But, like, it's a little... It's a joke. It's a joke, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I've seen little bits of what the content of the book was about. And, like, there were, like, little aspects. If I think that you have to, like hit on a certain number of women or something, you get points that way.
Right.
But at the same time, it was very much satirical because I think there was some kind of scoring system about like being a caveman or being dumb or something like that. Basically, it's a joke. It was a joke, sort of like humorous, lighthearted game. It wasn't like this dark, misogynistic, anything like that.
Right.
Now, I will admit, I haven't read it myself. I do intend to do that. So that I know, I want to understand more what this story is all about. But it really seemed like there was an all-out attack on Red Room as a result of this sort of political leaning, and not really a result of Red Room actually doing anything wrong.
Right.
And they weren't even given an opportunity to argue this in any way, shape, or form. I mean, like, if you don't like that one particular book, I would say, you know, maybe pull the book, talk to the publisher.
Right, right.
Don't ban them. You know, it's absurd.
That seems a little insane to me, and it seems a little over the top. I think that, like, a publisher has a right to not publish stuff. I'm not necessarily saying they don't, but there's also a line, right? You know? Like, where you just get crazy to go crazy, you know?
And yeah, if you're not publishing a book because it's, like, really dark, really, like, aggressive, and it harms people, you know? You're using hateful language of one sort of another. Yeah, don't publish that, you know? Like, it's well within your rights. And if this person is only ever submitting that to you, then definitely don't publish anything they're going to write. But if this is a problem, then have a conversation about it, you know, a legitimate, just have to be a grown up. And this kind of goes back to like my experience where I kind of felt, and this is a tiny little aspect, I kind of felt like I was a nuisance to the person I was talking to, you know?
Right. Right.
And I published a little tiny, you know, supplement.
Yeah.
I can't.
This was the Poisoner's Handbook, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Poisoner's Handbook, ladies and gentlemen, get it everywhere that, you
That's right. Get it from Itch.
Get it from Itch. So, it's funny.
There's that.
That's kind of rough.
And from my understanding, like, I'm starting to talk to more and more people about this and getting more names where this kind of stuff has happened to. This might be something that we could talk about in more depth. I'm starting down this rabbit hole, but nothing I'm seeing is looking too good.
Right, right. Yeah, they've definitely been getting more bad press lately, and I think it actually helps that there is an alternative out there like Itch that makes it, because you're less likely to give bad press to the only game in town, right? Like, if this is the only place I can publish games, I'm not going to go around saying, hey, they're shitty, you know? Because I want to publish games there. It's just that simple. It's a financial decision at that point. But you now do have an alternative in Itch. I would love more alternatives to show up on the internet for self-publishing and whatnot. I mean, you can publish through Amazon. But, I mean, I don't want to give Bezos any more money.
Emporium, I believe.
A what?
Yeah. I think Big Geek Emporium. I haven't published there before myself.
Yeah.
I think you can privately publish there as well.
Which is awesome. I think that there needs to be more stuff like that to help move things along, you know, and just help make things easier for people and give healthier alternatives. I think Drive-Thru Games needs to maybe bring in some actual web designers and some actual interface guys to look at what they're doing, because what they're doing is obnoxious. Like I said, I paid them 30% to make my life harder. That's how it felt for the first two games, you know? I'm paying Itch $0 to make my life easier. Like, who are you going to go with? Yeah. You're going to go with Itch. Like, I think... Go ahead.
The only two things I would say, and this is not really a critique of Itch, it's because nobody's doing this. It's like, you know, would you do this? Please, because this would be really cool someday. Mm-hmm. Is if they had like a little bit more... if they double down a little bit more on that social aspect that they already have there,
yeah,
I think that would be really cool for them to do. Again, nobody's doing that, you know. But I think Itch could do it, and that's why I'm saying it about them in particular. They have the infrastructure to be able to already kind of do stuff like that, and with, you know, following books, following yeah. like various creators in that manner. I don't think it would be that hard to develop a forum attachment to Itch that allows a lot more community to occur on that platform. I think they could pull it off.
Well, and they already have a good message board system. I think that, like, they just need a little bit more integration with the actual... Like, I would love to have my own forum for my game right there on my homepage, you know what I mean? I think that would be amazing too, just to be able to, you know, yeah. talk about it in that way. They do offer devlogs too, which is something we never even touched on. I've never done one, but you can regularly just like post posts. And if somebody's following you on Itch, they'll get those posts. You could be like, hey, we worked on this today. This is cool. So you can like directly communicate with your audience and your, your potential purchasers. So
I haven't played around that with that at all. See, that's what I'm talking yeah. about. Like that, they're already doing that. Mm-hmm. They're the only ones doing that. And yeah. I think if they just leaned into that a little more, and I think they probably will. Yeah. I think that will be like kind of a game changer for the industry.
Yeah.
I think that will drive a lot more traffic to Itch and then spread out some of where the money's going.
Yeah.
One of the other big issues with drive-through is that it's not like a problem with drive-through. It's that they have muscle, you know, mm-hmm. they're big. Yeah. They have content from forever ago on there, yeah. from their inception, which I think I used to know this. I think it was like 2005, maybe. But if they have like, you know, well over a decade, maybe two decades worth of content from indie creators yeah. on there. That's rough, man. That is, mm-hmm. that's a hard mountain for any other publishing company to climb. But if enough indie content creators start going to Itch solely instead, that's going to change.
Here's the thing too, just to add to that, as a creator, not as a person purchasing, as a creator, as a person purchasing, of course, you want the variety. So you want to go to the place with the most stuff. As a person creating, do you want to play in an ocean or do you want to play in a pond? And I know that's a weird way to look at it, but Itch has somewhere around 100, maybe 200 games on it right now. And I think that's actually a high estimate because I looked through all of them the other day. You know, and so they don't have a ton of games. Just going by the fact that when you search single mod in the search bar, you find my game number one. I want to be there because if I'm in drive-thru, I'm a needle in a haystack. You know what I mean? If I'm on Itch, I'm hay in a haystack, and then I can work with that, you know?
That's a very, very good marketing point that mm-hmm. I think a lot of content creators sometimes get a little confused on.
Yeah.
Because I see a lot of creators talking about, well, there's almost all this much more traffic on DriveThruRPG. I have to go through the DriveThruRPG.
Yeah, but how much of it is going to you?
There's that. That's exactly it. How much of it is going to you? Yeah. That's exactly it. How much yeah. clutter do you have to climb through? Yeah. There is a balancing point where that is a legitimate argument for going to drive-through RPG. Mm-hmm. You're starting out in this industry. If you only have a couple of books out, you don't have a massive following, like a major, major following on your accounts. That that teeter is not in your favor. You know, it's in the favor of going to Itch by far.
Yeah.
If you had maybe 20 games ready to go lined out, or you've been building them, all right, there might be some argument to produce more on drive-through, because your sheer content might be able to withstand and the algorithm,
yeah,
and drive it towards your brand as a whole.
Right.
If you don't have that right off the bat, like you said, being the big fish in a small pool is a much better direction to aim for.
Or even the same size fish with no other big fish in there. I'll take that. I that's exactly right. I mean, yeah, there's more traffic on drive-through games. There's definitely more traffic. It's also the size of New York comparatively. So how many of those people are going to walk past your house? Not that many, you know? Like, at the end of the day, you're not really getting anything out of being out of drive. Like, people think that they're getting things out of drive-through games being popular. You don't get anything out of drive-through games being popular unless drive-through games decides that you should be getting something out of that. You know what I mean? Right. Like, Itch is Itch, but you don't necessarily, like, have to, like, you're already doing the grassroots thing on drive-through. Drive-through is just making it harder for you. Whereas you go to Itch, you could do the grassroots thing unimpeded by drive-through. You know, which is right, really my takeaway from the whole situation. And I think out there, look, I am by no means a successful TTRPG person. I would love to be one day.
That's the goal. That's what we're working for.
Yeah, I very much want that to be my job. I think I'm relatively good at it, but I'm sure everybody who tries to do it thinks they're good at it. And I only have 3 books out. That being said, from me to you, with the limited experience that I have, if you are somebody who does not want to do print media right off the bat, you are small, and you're going to end up doing grassroots anyway, go with Itch. Make the price relatively cheap. Go with Itch. Lower the overhead. I mean, that's the other thing. If I wanted to make $5 on my game on drive-thru, I'd have to charge $10, you know? Yeah. So, like, you can make it cheaper on Itch, you can cut your overhead, you can get people in the door, get some notoriety, you're going to be doing the grassroots thing anyway, take out the 34 middlemen that come with drive-thru games.
Real quick, there is one more thing I'd like to throw out there. Because it's because of the topic that we're having right now, because we're talking about Itch and we're talking about self-publishing.
Yep.
If you are a publisher on Itch, and I'm talking to so many of my friends that I've made in the TTRPG publishing community who are completely indie guys, because I know you guys are forgetting this.
Mm-hmm.
When you link your book and start promoting it on you know, Twitter and Facebook and all of that stuff, you need to be attaching your ID number, your code, to that link. Whenever you publish on Itch or drive-through or anywhere, wherever, well, maybe not anywhere, but those two at least, but certainly Itch, you get an associate's code, basically. You're an associate of that company. And you take that code and you attach it to the end of your link, to your URL link. You put it onto the end of that, you drop that into Facebook, your link will still work. But now Itch knows that it was your link as an associate that is driving that traffic to itch.io. And if you do that with anybody else's content, because you want to help other people out, you want to protect them, or you want to invest in their books as well, you're like me, you do reviews. You drop your link into their URLs, and it will still show where that came from. Every purchase you make or they make as a result of using that link, you get a little bit back on that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe with Itch, that primarily is credit for purchasing other books, which is fine.
Drive-Thru does the same thing, too.
And it helps you out quite a bit. It helps out your analytics. It helps you understand where your traffic's coming from. You already get good analytics, but it definitely helps maybe a little. It helps more. It helps more.
Yeah. All right, man. We're at 54 minutes. I think we've done about wrapped it up unless you got anything else to add.
That was my little soapbox thing, because I know there's so many guys out there not doing that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It does make a difference, guys.
I get it. That was the first thing I did on Drive-Thru was I put that on my link tree. So, like, anybody who goes to it gets that,
All right, I think we nailed it for tonight. I think we got everybody in the know about what to do and what not to do. I want to, like, shout out one more time. Please go check out Single Mod. It is a fun game. It is a really fun game.
I'm going to go ahead and shout out that we are working on the first module, and you're looking at my partner for that right now, right next to me, and he has been a phenomenal partner, and it is going to be something so far outside of my comfort zone. I'm very excited for it. It is a gothic horror game, which I never thought would be the first module for the merch setting. Sorry, not a module. Setting for a single mod. But yeah, we're going to do a gothic horror game, and it has been fun to work on.
It's one of those things, if you're a TTRPG content creator, and if you're watching this, you probably are, because we're talking to you right now.
Yeah, right now.
You've been in that mode where you're writing and you just can't stop. The ideas just keep coming. It just fits. And this gothic horror game has 100% been that for us.
Yeah. It's going to be released fast, because we are in the zone for it, I think. Especially once we get the section done, we're done. It's just going to roll off our tongues from their point on.
And it's powered by Single Mod, so if you've been watching, Astral Drive, how this game runs. You know it's fast-paced, and if you haven't seen it yet, check out Astral Drive. That's, on this channel.
Yeah. When this comes out, we'll have just posted an episode on Wednesday.
That's right.
So we do it live. We do an actual play live bi-weekly Wednesday nights, 9:30 on my YouTube channel. So you can check that out, definitely.
You can see the mechanics of Astral Drive in action, how it works. Sometimes it can be a little hard when you just grab a core rule book
You've devoted an entire episode to shilling my game. Now you're shilling my game right now. Too nice, man. You're too nice.
I love that game. It's been fun. Thank you. It's been a fun game. Actual play podcast that we were doing there.
It's incredibly fun, and I'm very happy Wiz is working on our next one with us. So, yeah, man. I don't have anything else to plug. That's all the things that I need to plug right now. You can wrap it up if you want.
All right. I think we hit it out of the park with this one. I think we're pretty much done for the night. Hopefully everybody got something from it. And I think that we're probably going to be touching on this topic again in the future. I think there's still things to come with Itch and our Drive-Thru and everything else. But until then, until the next Sanctorum, check out our other shows that we have on this channel, and keep rolling them dice.